Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Andy?
Well, first of all, I want to say, Matt, I'm a night owl, so I don't get to hear you as much as I'd like to. You know, you're an early up guy. You know. But my main question is, what do you think? We know that Trump was a patsy for Putin. But what do you think about the previous president? Did they not recognize that Putin was going to be a problem, you know, 15, 20 years ago or something, and that we could have done more to keep him in check? Or wasn't there anything that really could be done as far as him trying to rebuild the Soviet empire by taking off these different pieces of the Union and try to build it back up?
You know, that is a key foreign policy question. I want to answer that right now. That's one of the key questions of foreign policy and a very, very sad history of our country. Vladimir Putin was the vice mayor, deputy mayor of St. Petersburg. He was a colonel in the KGB, and he specialized in things like disinformation, counterintelligence. He was posted to East Germany during the 80s. And he was part of the people that ran the Stasi and tortured East Germans and lied to them. One of his daughters was actually born in East Germany, so she's technically a German citizen as well as Russian. In any event, he goes back to St. Petersburg and he sucked up to Boris Yeltsin. And he claimed to Yeltsin, you know, Yeltsin was put in after Gorbachev, Mikhail Gorbachev, who was a communist boss but an enlightened guy, realized communism was no good, and he tore up the Soviet Union, and basically Poland was free, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Yugoslavia, Croatia, Serbia, it was terrific, Romania, all of them suddenly became free, Hungary, and they all declared their independence. And then you had the Russian Federation, which is what you have right now. Putin seethed at that, and we should have picked up on that, and we didn't. Yeltsin's term was coming to an end, and they had to decide who would be his successor, who would they back, and Putin mercilessly sucked up to him. So Putin put him in, or Yeltsin put Putin in as his successor. You know what Putin did? He used agents from the KGB to blow up apartment buildings in Moscow, Russia. With Russians in them, he killed 300 people. And they planted fake evidence to show it was Muslims from Chechnya. And then he said, we've got to retaliate. He went back into Chechnya, and they just bombed the living hell out of people and put in a sadistic strongman. Now, and by the way, that strongman and his sadists are now in Ukraine. They were brought in to torture Ukrainians. Putin then goes on national TV, this is 20 years ago, and goes, you know, just momentarily, I need sweeping dictatorial powers. Just like Hitler did right after the 1932 when he became chancellor in Germany, he said, I've got to disband the Reichstag, which is their Congress, just for a few years till I get things under control. And you know what happened? Well, this time, Putin didn't disband the Duma, but basically he sidelined it. And he then passed laws that said he could be the leader till 2036. That was for 36 years. Now, in 2036, he will be 84. And if he's still healthy, he'll try it again. He then went on a killing rampage. He assassinated dissidents he didn't like in London, in Berlin. We have a thing called the Magnitsky Act. He tortured and murdered a lawyer who sued on behalf of an oligarch for fraud by Putin. The oligarch ended up back in the United States in London, saving his own life. Everybody blew it. George W. Bush said, I looked in Putin's eyes and I saw a soulmate. Come on, who says something like that? George W. Bush said it. Obama in the 2012 elections, in the debate with Romney, Romney said, Russia's a real problem. We got to keep our eye on him. And Romney and Obama said, Amit, the 1980s are calling. They want their foreign policy back. And everybody laughed. The fact is, Romney was correct. Then when she was Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton had a reset. Remember with Russia? The reset button, they pressed a big button. You don't reset with Hitler. You kill Hitler, period. Then Trump got in, and he'd been funded by the Ruskies for more than 20 years at that point, 25 years. His son said so, because they cheated so many New York banks, they couldn't get American funding. So what happened then was he sucks up to Putin, says he's going to disband NATO, tax the EU, and if he gotten reelected, we wouldn't be in NATO. That's where we are. Coming to a break, there's a lot of people on the line. I'm going to grab one. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning. The topic that you're carrying with Putin, people have to realize if Biden hadn't got elected, can you imagine where Ukraine would be now? Remember, Trump wanted to destroy, and he did, rip apart NATO. Had he not been in office, this would have been a whole different outcome for Ukraine. But you can clearly lay this in the lap of Trump and said, you sucked up to the man, you took money from him, you stood up against him, against your country when Comey and the FBI, CIA, Pentagon, he always picked Putin over the U.S. He's got to be held accountable for his actions. You know, you can have rights, but if you don't have responsibilities, rights mean nothing. And he couldn't comprehend what it means to be responsible. He doesn't know diplomacy. He doesn't know integrity. And those goofballs on the right and that Fox, they keep feeding this concept. We have to stand up right now and say, if you don't like Ukraine, go back and look at talk to Trump and ask him why he destroyed NATO. Thanks for your time, man.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. And but, you know, and the other thing is this, in Ukraine, that's what was happening to Poland under Stalin and then under everybody until Poland got independent. That what was happening to Hungary, happened to Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania. It will happen again. This guy's got to be stopped. He's got to be stopped in Ukraine, and Putin does. And the truth is, a lot of the leadership of the Republican Party, I mean Trump and people like that, are pro-Putin. They've got to be stopped. The lines are alive. There's quite a few. I'm going to get you in line. I will get back immediately to the lines right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.